welcome to the Noisecast. This is episode 51. Not much going on with the three of us here tonight. It's myself, Kevlar, or Chris, whatever you choose to call me. We also have Gonzo, ESPN ringtone.
Yeah. Well, I put my phone on vibrate, so we're good.
Blackberries have vibrate?
Yes,
they do. Do they have that feature? Okay.
Yes, they do.
And then we have angry old man, Vito number 9.
Worst intro ever.
Yep, totally. That's why we have music. Ron, put music over this. You all know us probably, but if you somehow stumble upon this without ever finding our website, we're on thenoisecast.com. We're on Twitter, we live tweet this at Noisecast. We also post all our random topics there and everything else. Throughout the week, we'll ask your stupid questions, and we expect your stupid responses. On the topic of stupid questions, Ask Agrippa got flooded with stupid questions, so he's working on stuff, but feel free to ask the angry grandpa of the group, as opposed to the angry old man, angry grandpappy Agrippa. Ask him any question you want. You can ask him on Twitter, either at Noisecast or at the Agrippa. As well, you hit him up on Facebook or his email, which is on the site. Anyway, stepping into episode 51, first thing on the topic list, and I'm not going to segue very well because I don't give a crap, is the Free Bieber movement, which apparently is being shot down.
Is this an actual movement or just some people not understanding what's going on?
I think it's a bit of both. Basically, what's happening is this new bill that's being shoved through the Senate, I guess, Senate Bill 978, would make it a felony to, quote-unquote, perform any copyrighted material for, you know, publicly, whatever. So basically that's saying that if you make a video of yourself singing a popular hit song and put it on YouTube, not only are you a moron, it's illegal.
What about lip-syncing? Does that come into play? Because there's that cool midget that does the lip-syncing videos.
Well, see, the thing with that is he's not even putting any original music in it. At least the people, you know, singing covers or doing their own thing. But it basically, anyone who wants to do a homemade music video, anyone who wants to do anything with any previously copyrighted music, posting that on YouTube would now be, or under this law, be illegal.
It's also not just songs, like gameplay videos. So the little video that I did of me shitting my pants for the first level of Dead Space.
Yeah, I can't believe you did that. That was awesome.
Well, you totally missed out on our awesome Left 4 Dead run we did last night.
What? Oh, yeah, I'm not playing Left 4 Dead with you again.
Hey, fuck you. It was awesome.
Okay, we can troll each other later. Not really, I don't care.
No, the last time, for those of you that don't know, the last time I played Left 4 Dead with Gonzo, I spent the entire time getting verbally abused. You fucking suck, Vito!
Look, I can't help
God
but you suck
it.
Ass.
Oh, right? Man. Are you seriously crying about being verbally abused?
No. The part that was irritating is my microphone had died, so I couldn't fire back.
Okay. That's a valid excuse.
And even though I was nowhere near the rest of the group, Gonzo kept blaming me for everything.
Yeah,
Maddie Cakes walked over to the fucking police car and deliberately shot it to call the horde, and Gonzo started cursing me. I was probably 500 feet away trying to figure out what the fuck was wrong with my microphone, and Gonzo was yelling at me.
Oh, that's awesome. Anyway, thank you. Wow, I think that's a record derailment. I explained the topic and we got on YouTube playing Left 4 Dead and Vito sucking.
Well, quick, you know, it's Free Bieber and this law is just kind of ridiculous to begin with. So
well,
don't give a shit.
The whole idea is that Bieber recorded videos of himself singing copyrighted songs, put them on YouTube and everything else. The group that's against the bill is deciding to use Bieber as his image is, you know, he could go to jail, which is definitely going to drop a lot of support amongst the 9 to 12 year old girl crowd who can't vote. Yeah, they vote, right?
Huddlebear can vote.
Anyway, apparently Bieber's not happy about it because he realizes that people are stealing his stuff and putting it on YouTube for tons and tons of profit. Because that's how YouTube works.
Profit in YouTube videos.
That's how sarcasm works. Oh, I say something unbelievable, and you say, "Hey, that guy's sarcastic right there." That's sarcasm.
Nah.
Yeah, shut your mouth. So they pretty much got shot with a cease and desist over that crap, and then they're saying, "Well, screw you. It's not copy. The law's not passed yet, so we're gonna keep going," and or something like that. Yeah, anyway, stupid topic. It's Bieber. If it were someone else, maybe I'd care, but seriously, it's really hard to...
Do you really have to ask?
I really don't care that much about Justin Bieber, but the guy has a huge fan base.
No, it was smart to use his image for...
Right, and that's where I'm going with this. If that's what it takes to keep this law from being passed, then I'm all for it. I couldn't give less of a fuck about Justin Bieber going to jail... But if it keeps the ridiculous legislation from going through, then fuck yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine, I guess. Yeah, it's Bieber. Anyway, Sony Ericsson has apparently bought all of the Ericsson bit out of that partnership. They've paid Ericsson their... You know, the money for their stake in the whole mobile deal. With that, they do not get all of the awesome copyrights and patents that Ericsson held. But apparently they're working out some licensing deals. Anyway, the whole thing boils down to Sony Ericsson will no longer exist and it'll be Sony on its own in the music market. Or in the mobile market, rather. Judging from their solo ventures into the gaming market and how awesome that's turned out. Okay, take that back. Recent ventures into the gaming market and console market. How well do you think that's going to work?
Pretty poorly, to be honest.
Well, they haven't been too terribly with their consoles, but that's not because of the hardware. It's
what
because
about
the software that
the new PSP? That's not that great.
Wait, oh, the PSP Go or the new...
The Vita.
The Vita. Whatever you want to call it.
It's not the Vita. It'd be like a really grumpy, pissed off thing.
I don't know, honestly.
It's got two joysticks.
For a mobile phone?
Well, they've done the Xperia Play thing, right? And
it was exciting at first because I thought, oh man, this would be great for like all those games. But then the controls don't work for games.
Because they have to develop games. The Android developers have to develop it specifically for the dual joysticks, right?
Yeah.
Sounds a whole kind of lame.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's a good idea if they could build a good gaming platform and then put a good Android phone on it and you know, similar to how you have on Xbox Live. You've got the indie market and then you've got the actual games that you can buy.
Yeah.
The indie market's popular. You get good games out there that people just love and they pick up on them. I want to play that. But if you make it just on kind of a meh Android device, it's got to have some staying power. It can't just be a phone that people are going to pick up because they can play games. And then when they get a new phone in 2 years, it's not that great. So they're just going to go to a regular Android or whatever have you device. But
I don't see it really propelling their phone line very much.
But you were saying something about hardware versus software, Gonzo.
Yeah, I mean, the Sony Ericsson stuff, it used to be pretty nice, but recently I haven't seen anything that's like, wow.
Oh, look who's joined us. Oh.
Who? What?
Pappy? Pappy, are you here? Agrippa, are you even there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Welcome.
Holy balls.
Yeah, this is weird. I guess I have to be good now?
No. Continue. I clicked the button by accident, so you
know. Oh, crap, you asked if you could join. Anyway, welcome, Grandpappy.
Thanks
to
for
the podcast.
Ruining the story, Kevlar.
I'm not going to let you lie to our loyal listener. Yeah.
Listeners. Yeah, but make them believe there's more than one.
They can all see the chat list, buddy.
It's not the people that download this in 3 weeks when Ron finally gets off his ass and posts it.
Let me say one thing about Sony Ericsson. Ericsson used to be the shit. Ericsson used to be, when I first came stateside, I was leaving and some of the best designs were coming out of Ericsson and LG, and both companies just kind of fell off. And this Sony Ericsson partnership, Ericsson's kind of been the dead weight.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing I remember when Sony Ericsson first moved over. They had the Walkman phone, and that was before, you know, the iPhone got popular and everything. People liked the phones, and I remember seeing commercials from Europe for Sony Ericsson phones. They made it look really exciting. I don't know, but then again, they like Nokia phones, so I guess there's that. But I don't think we'll feel it here as much as they will in Europe.
Yeah, well,
I don't. Steven's not around to ping that thought off of. But
yeah, and the Sony Ericsson thing was always one of those things where they had kind of a foothold in the States, but it was never that great of a select of phones that you could get.
I actually had a Sony Ericsson phone for about a week, but the buttons were so goddamn small that I couldn't even dial the phone.
Well, you have like a hammer thumb for every finger.
I would wager that Gonzo's thumbs are far bigger than mine.
Well, he might have tiny hands like the guy in the Burger King commercials.
That's very likely. But not true.
Yeah.
Now, I remember being in South Africa, and Ericsson phones were as ubiquitous as, you know, the Nokia brick phones. Like, every human being on the planet had one. That's what it felt like.
I thought those two were, like, big competitors in the not U.S. market.
And it was in the everywhere else market. Yeah, and the problem was Ericsson was kind of struggling. So that's what caused this whole union with Sony in the first place, you know?
Sony wanted the power of the patents. Yes. I mean, right now, that's all you need is patents. You know,
they wanted the reach into the mobile space. They wanted, you know, Ericsson had the pedigree and Sony had the manufacturing chops and the design chops. So it seemed like a match made in heaven at the time, especially.
So you get the software.
Yeah. Especially since at the time Ericsson was fielding kind of this like massive assault from LG, which had just suddenly done this turnaround and started focusing a lot on design, which, as we all know now, fizzled anyway.
Yeah.
But at the time, it seemed brilliant, and, you know, yeah. They made the classic IBM mistake. Forgot the software.
Yeah. And, like Steven was saying in the article, where they started out with Symbian, and then they went with Windows Mobile, and then flipped to Symbian, and then they went to Android.
Yeah.
So it's been a problem for every major phone company, or in this case, you know, group that since the iPhone came out, everything's changed so much. That I mean, HTC used to be big into the Windows Mobile market. They made some of the best, well thought out Windows Mobile phones out there. But then they found other places with prettier OSs, and they're like, you know what? We're gonna go where the money is.
True that.
And my favorite thing about HTC has always been the way their phones look and feel.
Yeah.
So I gotta say, I'm
really good with making the hardware. I will give HTC that.
Not even just the hardware, but more the case, the presentation of it.
Yeah.
Of course. Go ahead.
I've always felt that with HTC, when you talk about the hardware, you kind of have to stress the hardware. Because to me, everyone says it's great designs. I always just see one design in different sizes. So, but I do love their build quality. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, because, you know, I've got this around. My wife had, she had one of the older, for like a week. She had a Windows Mobile HTC phone. It felt solid as hell, but, I mean, Windows Mobile at the end of its life was to the point where the phone was rebooting itself three times a day on top of the two or three times you'd have to reboot it so you could get your touch functionality back in the corners of the screen.
Oh, yeah, I love
it. But it looked great. It felt great, but it just didn't work. I mean, and that's really... I'm sure that's partially on HTC for not really putting the full time in the development.
Did you say you had a Tilt?
Yep.
Did you really like that phone?
I actually did. Well, not the original Tilt, the Tilt 2.
Okay. Because the original Tilt was shit.
Yeah, I had the original Tilt, and I it got quote unquote lost and or stolen.
you had insurance.
Yes. And I got the Tilt 2, and that was a huge improvement.
Did the Tilt 2 have the weird stylus that wasn't practical at all?
Yeah, that served no purpose. Yeah, it did. But back to the Sony Ericsson thing. I think this may turn out to be a good thing. Streamlining, getting rid of the dead weight. I mean, Ericsson's lost its heart, really. It's nothing. And Sony does have design chops. I mean, one thing, you know, even like, say, gaming, where we can argue you're either, you know, a 360 person or a PS3 person, one thing you can't deny is the PS3 is designed like a beast, you know. And, you know, the new Sony's new tablets are, they're pretty good showing. So, I mean, I'm curious to see what happens, but... At the same time, right now, the whole mobile space is going through some stuff. So
yeah, there's going to have to be some major sorting out before anyone makes a step forward right now.
Word up.
Really quick, since you mentioned PlayStation being built like a beast, there was a comparison shot of Rage screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
They compared the PS3, the Xbox, and the PC. It was kind of a joke post because the PC was all blocky and just like big polygons everywhere. The difference between the PS3 and the Xbox 360 were, for a gamer looking at them, I mean, the Xbox looked really good, but when you looked at the PS3, it was almost lifelike. And it's the same engine.
They're building all the games to run on 5-year-old hardware.
Yeah. Right, but the PS3 doesn't look like it's 5-year-old hardware. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying the Xbox is 5 years old.
Oh, yeah.
It's. I mean, I got mine in October of 2005. They make it 6 years old. My first one got there in October 2005.
Yeah, the PS3 always had way more juice.
Well, yeah, it came out later. I mean, it, just the incremental, you know, what happens naturally in hardware development in that time, it should have been better.
Yeah.
But, well, it's almost 5 years old at this point, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, it still puts out way better quality than the Xbox. I see it on the Xbox, especially on ports, you know, where they're both on the same, same game. If I have it at home and I go see a demo in store or something like that, you can see the difference. It's not subtle, really. If you spent any amount of time playing games, you'd be like, okay, well, you know, they're rendering this way, and they cut some of the fancier stuff out. It's still it all depends on how fun the game is. Graphics don't make a game for me. I mean, because Duke Nukem was a lot more realistic than Duke Nukem 3D, but. Seriously, I sent that game to Vito with less than an hour and a half of playtime on it, and I think a week later he's like, "Oh, hey, I started it. Do you want it back?"
Yeah, because, the reason he sent it to me is because, I don't know if you guys have played Too Human, but it was one of those games that people complained about. They were like, "I can't play this, it's fucking frustrating, it's not that hard, it's just annoying, blah, blah, blah," and I was like, "Well, fuck this, I'm going to finish it," and I finished it, and it felt really good. Not because I'm like, yeah, I fucking beat a game, but yeah, I beat a game that nobody wanted to finish. I couldn't even get through the first level of Duke Nukem. It was that bad.
Really?
I mean, I beat the first boss, And then it got to the one where it's like doing the big hovercraft thing where there's no fucking AI whatsoever, and I basically just keep ducking behind a box to hide from this giant ship.
Yeah, see, that would have been okay, but some of those boxes...
Stick my head out, rocket launcher.
Yeah, some of those boxes were destructible. You could the environment, you could destroy them. Because I tried doing that, and I hid behind one, and then that box disappeared, and I was like, I'm not looking for another box. Good night. This is dumb. I'm not going to... And the save points are few and far between, so you spend 10 minutes being chased in a circle by a boss. Because it's that ridiculous. You run, you keep them on the other side, you peek out, shoot, and then you wait to run over to the reload point, and you're running, and...
Yeah, but
horrible
the
game.
Is they spent so much time on it, and they couldn't even been basic AI.
I don't think they spent that much time on it. I think at the end they were like, "Dude, we have this sitting here. Can we just put it out? We're guaranteed to sell
this?
It." Yeah,
it honestly could have that game could have gone down as a complete legend if they had just not published it. You know, just kept.
Totally. They should have pushed it to the, like, I don't know, 20-year mark.
Yeah, it would have gone down as, like, the greatest game that never came out. But
you know what would have been better? If it had been one of Duke Nukem's illegitimate sons. Because, seriously, at that point, like, he's a king. That whole aspect of it really annoyed me.
They really should have just, like, taken the game that they had made that was so shit and just given it a different name altogether.
No. Or just 8-bit graphics.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Tangent.
Yeah. They really...
Oh, sorry. are we getting on Tangent on this podcast? Fine.
No,
speaking about design, how about the new BlackBerry that
dude,
they...
We went off Tangent on Sony Ericsson. They went off Tangent off the Tangent.
You never listened to the podcast?
I realized that by about the third iteration, someone should be pulling us back.
Okay.
Nah.
Yeah. I tried, but you kept talking, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna let Pappy talk. No, Pappy isn't happy when he's interrupted. Anyway, getting back to topic before Agrippa interrupts me again. BlackBerry.
Are we
just
gonna start interrupting Cow again?
Sorry. No.
You just did.
I apologize. I had to.
BlackBerry just decided to release this really awesome looking, and it honestly is a good looking phone.
I don't know if I'd
buy it, but it's pretty cool looking.
$2,000.
Yeah, except it was designed with, I guess with Porsche, if you're a snob. And then they're selling it for $2,000, and there's only going to be a few of them. If they decided to take that design and put it in every one of their handhelds and get rid of the trackball altogether,
I don't think there's a phone on the market that has a trackball now.
Oh, I don't
know. All optical pads.
Hey, let me have my stereotypes, Gonzo.
Okay. I'm trying to correct you.
Yeah, don't. Not worth it. I'm not listening. I don't see how difficult it would be to get. I mean, their new OS will run on everything, right? Their tablet, their phones, everything like that.
Theoretically.
Yeah. So, they have Skype on their tablet. At least it says it on there in the display models I've poked on. Why not put a front-facing phone on the BlackBerry so you can at least sell the VTC function of your stupid phone?
Because, for one, that would make sense. And two, that would require redesigning every phone they've ever made. Because they still make the same five phones.
Okay, they redesigned it for this Porsche thing.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with this. Trying to be cool, look at us, we can design something cool, and it's going to be super hip because there's only like 10 out there.
It looks better than the current BlackBerry. I don't know why they didn't just drop their current design and go to this. Is there any...
Maybe this current design is super expensive. I don't know.
I doubt it. Because they probably, earned their money back in 1995 when they released the first one.
But you would
anyway,
think.
They kind of shot themselves in the foot twice. First of all, yeah. And it's not like people are going to pay $2,000 for a BlackBerry period just because it says Porsche on the top.
You'd be surprised.
Well, car fanboys are worse than tech fanboys because they have more money.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to, you know, expensive cars. I mean, Chevy guys versus Dodge guys, that's hilarious. I mean, those guys don't have any money. They don't have any teeth.
Wait a minute.
Well, I think I just heard a Dodge guy pipe up. Freaking Mopar.
Your Jeep is made by the same company, asshole.
Yeah, Toyota. Anyway. No, your truck is made by Fiat. Mine was made by... I don't know who. I don't remember who owned Jeep in 97. Anyway, that's a dumb topic. Yeah, we got a bunch of stupid... This is a horrible week for tech news. Okay, I'm a fanboy of Windows Phone 7, so let's talk about Nokia's announcement.
Whore line?
Yeah, the Nokia whore line. Maybe calling it Lumia, which is the Spanish word for prostitute, is kind of like what they think about being sold out to Windows Phone 7.
Maybe.
Except the people who make that decision are the same people who sold them out, so who really cares?
Do they not have, is there not, are they not a big enough company where they can fact check and be like, what words are offensive and what language?
Okay, I've heard, you know, like I've seen comments around, because I'm on the internet, I have an internet connection, and there are, every word means, is close to something dirty in another language.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that speak Spanish in the world.
Exactly, and it's, considering that Nokia sells a lot in Europe... you think they would have thought that one out?
Yeah, like that's the thing. Are they going to change it when if they sell the phone in Spain to a different name?
Look, we've been over this. The Buick LaCrosse had to be renamed for Canada.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Because apparently LaCrosse is slang for masturbation in French Canada.
It's French Canada. Like, all you gotta do is say no. This is what we're calling it, and they'll surrender. Seriously.
No. One thing I've noticed. I mean, Spanish is the second most spoken language in the world, and yet a disturbing number of these company mishaps do seem to happen around Spanish for some reason. I remember doing a lot of case studies, you know, about companies not doing proper research into the places they move to, you know, taking their business to South America, and how they'll come in with a brand or whatever, and it turns out to mean something, you know, like this is a painkiller that means slow death, and you know, in Spanish or you know whatever. I don't know what it is. What is it about Spanish that just like every somewhat cool sounding name you come up with for a device means something.
I mean, we almost called the whole website the Noise Puta until Marion was like, wait.
But I mean, the.
Anyway, yeah, let's stop talking about the name because there's nothing we can do about that. How about the actual phones?
Look,
they look pretty.
I beg to differ. The lower line, the 710s, look like. I know Vito always calls the iPhone the Tonka phone.
Yep, the my phone.
These look like that Microsoft Kin thing that came out. Especially the white one. But
it's not as bad as the yellow one.
Yeah, okay, that one. That one looks like a pool toy or bath toy.
Rub it on my body.
Okay. And now we have a hair-covered phone for sale. All
right.
Bidding will start at $300. But the 810, or the 800 rather, based off the N9, the biggest thing I don't understand is why they dropped the front-facing camera.
Yeah, what's the deal there?
Because N9 had a front-facing camera. Future versions of Mango or Windows Phone 7 will support front facing camera. So let's put a phone out around the time that this will be supported and not offer it.
Well, let's also not, you know, pretend that Nokia isn't going to be, you know, flooding the market with phones every few months from now on. This, honestly, the Lumia is going to be forgotten by January.
Well, but they need to make a... It's... I mean, this
you
is...
Don't
the, this is America.
Last long when its name means prostitute. It's look, quick and dirty and it's done. They just want to get it out
well,
there.
Okay, but for Nokia to make... To make their name important again, I mean, everyone in America thinks that Nokia means brick phone from 2003. Because everyone in 2003 owned a Nokia phone. And it was a brick phone, you could chuck it out of the wall, and the wall would fall down. And then you could make a call on your phone.
That's true.
But they need to step into the market with some confidence. And first of all, they should have double-checked the name. No one knew what it meant before, you know, tech blogs decided to say, it means prostitute. But that was my Vito impression. And then, I don't get it. And then they dropped the front-facing camera. Just, even if it wasn't used for anything, just keep it in there. It's already there.
Well, okay, Kevin, let me try and offer a defense for,
okay.
for what Nokia did.
I've got my anti-aircraft guns ready to shoot it down.
Well, I mean, look, you know, first of all, they were on the clock. I mean, when they first announced that they were going to come out with phones, remember the timeline they originally gave us before they were like, oh, no, we're going to have, you know, we're going to have phones out much sooner because everyone was pushing them. I think they really wanted to take the N9 and, you know, really gut it and do something with it, replicate it. But remember when this whole process started, you know, the whole Skype wasn't even up for sale yet, you know, so it was just like this was a kind of a different time. There wasn't any plan for that sort of thing, and they really were on the clock. And considering they plan to every like 2 or 3 months release a whole new, you know, set of phones.
Okay.
It's not that long of a time to suffer through it. But here's the key for me, the important part for me, Kevlar. The only people, and I'm kind of with you, I'm not impressed. Like, I think, you know, it's a clever design. It's an interesting design. It's just not a design geared for me. You know, and like you, I'm not too impressed with it. But here's the thing. While a lot of Windows Phone 7 people are saying, oh man, I wanted something better, blah, 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 I'm sticking with Samsung or HTC, whatever, the design itself is being, you know, hailed everywhere, even here in the U.S. And at the end of the day, it's not those of us who already have Windows Phone 7. We're locked in. You know, we're not switching sides anytime soon.
I've only seen one person who wants to drop Windows Phone 7.
Exactly.
And yeah. The people who try the phone...
It's the people outside, yeah. The people who aren't on it, who are like, oh my god, I want it. Oh my, and you're like, I mean, look around. Look at all the people complaining about, you know, the Lumia designs, both of them. Well, no, the lower one, no one cares, but, you know, the 800. And notice that they're all people who already have Windows Phone 7, which thankfully is very few.
Yeah.
So,
but
all right.
Yeah, honestly, I think the 800 design, I think it looks good. I don't care about the thickness of the phone, honestly. As long as it's not as thick as it is tall, then I'll pretty much buy it. I'm not a huge, like, millimeter chaser on that one. But
I do feel the front-facing camera is an oversight. I'll give you that. But
yeah, that's...
I don't think it's that big of a deal right now.
But it still is because if you want to make big in the market, if you want to, Nokia is trying to come back with a big OS, as opposed to trying to sell Symbian, which really in the United States that was like chasing your tail, and I don't have a tail sort of thing. It was Vito tail. That's there you go, underboob. Hey, look, I'm doing it again. But it's kind of like you want to step into the arena. But you're wearing a pink tutu, and you're going up against Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
there are a few scenarios in which that would work, but they all involve sleeping pills.
But look, I mean, the front-facing, could it be a thing? Like, I don't know the European market, but this phone hasn't really been announced too much for release in the U.S. Like they said, early 2012.
And quite another thing, Windows Phone 7 doesn't even really have an ecosystem that at the moment gives a damn about front-facing cameras.
Yeah, no.
That's the funny thing, too. Like, we're here saying it's an oversight. When was the last time either of us used a friggin' front-facing, like, even if we had it right now?
No, that's coming straight out of my hope that Microsoft buying Skype will somehow get one of the Skype interns sent over to the Windows Phone 7 camp, teach them how to make an app, and make the damn thing work. That's what I want. That's what I'm hoping for. Because, seriously, they're owned by the same company. I'm sure they can take some slave and transfer them for, like, 2 weeks to the other side of the house.
Unless they want to do, you know, a deep OS-level integration and not just add an app, which
no,
app would
okay.
be great.
No, okay. How about an app first, deep OS, you know, integration later?
Why make
because,
a mess?
Why? Because you want people to, hey, I have Skype on my Android device. I have Skype on my iPhone. Oh, that doesn't have Skype? I can't call people while I'm on the... I can't call home to see my child before they go to bed while I'm on the road.
Hey,
I can't do that? Okay, I don't want that phone.
Look, you're already behind. You know, you might as well take your time to get it right and do it big. I'm just all I'm saying is this. They're in a hole. They're at rock bottom. You know, and they have a plan, and they're moving, and I just don't see it. Like, just based on where they are and where they should be and where you hope they are, I don't see that huge of a gap. It doesn't bother me that much.
No, it's not. But I'm trying to really support Windows Phone 7. I get mad when people point out faults with it. And in the Facebook group, someone said that they played with one, and, you know, you look at the screenshots of it, and you're like, oh, that's cool. They got boxes. You use it, and like Vito said, you use it, and you realize how fluid it is to transfer, you know, go from one thing to the other, and it just seems a lot more smooth when you use it. You have to play with it to feel it. And I'm a huge fan of the operating system, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm supporting it, but seriously, you need to get the things that people look at. If you have a front-facing camera, awesome. If it's not used, who really cares? You have that stat that you can put in there and say, well, you know, you don't have that over us.
Well, it's coming, and there's going to be a flood.
That's really innuendo-y. Thanks.
That was by design, my friend.
Okay. Speaking of floods, how about the flood of... awesome, you know what, fuck it, I can't do that. The flood of awesome data onto the internet. The Royal Society, home to the world's foremost scientists, nerds, geeks, what have you, have decided to make their archives public on the internet. I know Agrippa was happy about that. And it is really cool. You can look through... I looked at it, and it's a lot of stuff to try to take in.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of like, where do I start looking for
the whole thing at one time?
No, I was like, okay, I want to look at this. Where do I start? I like that. Okay, that's over my head. Okay, that guy probably should have blown a brain fuse 10 years ago. It makes me feel like an idiot. That doesn't take really a whole lot, honestly. But it's.
It's a centuries old archive. I mean, you know, they started trying to digitize some of the old, like, you know, old fashioned paper. So right now, most of it is more modern. It's all digital, but they're trying to add the old stuff too. And it's just to me, what's important about it is they're democratizing science. Like anybody who, I mean, I know there are few people who would have that motivation, but anyone who does can.
Okay, think about your typical graduate student who wants to be able to research his topic. I mean, and topics for PhDs and everything like that, they're getting more and more in depth in certain things. And to have something as high level as this to go research on.
Word. Yeah,
it's kind of like you're giving someone a stepladder so they can finally reach the top shelf of the bar. They're going to get the good booze.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't have to do a proposal to the university because, you know, it's some expensive fee to gain access and none of that. It's just, it's like, you know, what would actually be kind of awesome is if the entire archive ended up on Wikipedia.
You know what they should have done? They should have partnered with Google, honestly. Because if Google knows how to make everything public, you know, how to categorize things, if there's someone who knows how to search through something like that, it's Google. They really should have pulled them in partnership with. They didn't even have to. I think it should have happened, honestly. Even if they just had a correspondent or a consultant sent over to, how should we organize this? How should we do our searches? How should we, you know, weigh different search terms, this and that?
And you know what? And I also hope this is kind of like the start of a snowball effect. I hope other universities, institutes, you know, groups around the world just start doing that, just opening up their archives.
I don't see why. I mean, I guess they do. I haven't even. I'm a freaking like 4-year dropout, and then I went back to school. I guess universities charge people to access to their archives if they're not a student.
Yep.
Okay. How much money does that honestly bring in? Is it millions of dollars a year? Is it thousands of dollars a year?
It depends on how important the archive is and how massive. Because, look at it in financial, take in economics and business and finance. A lot of universities will get themselves a Bloomberg terminal, which, you know, gives you access. Like, if, you know, if you're a trader, if you're anybody who's, you know, in that, you want to have access to a Bloomberg terminal with, like, I mean, this is like up to the split second information about everything, commodities, whatever, for research. The thing is, each one of those terminals is something like $100,000 a year, you know, for the university. And if you need, and you know, you can, if you have a large college business, you know, with like a few hundred students all sharing one, you know, you have to get multiple. So I think a lot of times access to some of these archives, like, I mean, the Bloomberg thing, that's probably more expensive. But, you know, a lot of times it is that, you know, kind of pricey for universities to gain access. And, you know, some of them work deals out where they, you know, they work together, you know, they co-curate the archives and, you know, add some of their research to it so that they have backdoor access. But at the end of the day, it's still insulated. You know, if you're outside, it's, you know, and the main thing for them is they're not trying to make money to, you know, to shore up the school. They're just trying to make money to, say, maintain the servers.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, that's, I understand they're trying to make a little bit of dough, but I when you say, you know, democratize science, that makes, it's kind of like, who the hell would keep that from someone else? Because you think about it, if someone makes an important discovery, they immediately release their stuff. Or they, you know, people don't believe them. It has to be verified.
Well, yeah, they release
like the whole we broke the speed of sound thing, or the speed of light thing. Right. You know, that, it's, oh my god, it's so cool. And then like 2 weeks later, no one heard about the fact that there's probably a little error in there, you know.
Well, I mean, even those scientific journals you have to pay for. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, but even if you look up scientific and medical journals, half the time all you can see is the abstract. You have to pay for access.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I say open source everything. Fuck
well,
it.
Okay, no, there's a point where you need, like, if it's a journal, someone that actually has people on staff, there, you know, if no one is there paid to maintain it, then no one, you know, it's not going to be there. It's going to disappear. It's, you know. So,
and they'd have to go back to the whole pandering to politics to get money to pay for it. You know, money is
ridiculously, it's stupid. Somehow money is tight at universities these days. It's not, hell, my university just dropped we had a Division I hockey team. Middle Alabama hockey team. But they just dropped them down to a club sport. So all these kids that were planning on playing in Division I, maybe getting noticed, it's now just a club.
Hmm.
But they're still, you know, honoring the scholarships that they promised them. But how do you decide to drop? And we don't have a bad record. We do well. It's just that the school could not afford to keep paying for the program. So, it's, There's a money issue in universities, and it's a little deeper than just, hey, we need people to do this. It's there are too many people that make too much money. Administrators, if you look at the average salary of like a president of a 30,000 person university. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Because all he does is sign stuff in the end. That's all he ever does. He doesn't know it. It's like the president. He has advisors. He doesn't ever make anything happen from the ground up.
Oh, yeah. Now, like, over at UT, I mean, they've got, like, 3 or 4, maybe 5 professors making up to $1 million a year. And, like, for what?
Yeah.
You won a Nobel Prize once? Like, friggin' da.
And, yeah. Nobel Prize. That's become, difficult thing to find on eBay these days.
Well, it's not like they don't get $1 million check for it.
Well, speaking of eBay, Modern Warfare 3 discs are already showing up on the market.
Oh, no. Nice segue, sir.
Yeah, you're like, no, I'm not even trying. Screw you, Gonzo. Anyway, Modern Warfare 3 is not supposed to be released until not yet. I don't even know when it's supposed to be released. But apparently a warehouse was broken into and people have been stealing. They stole the discs and have been selling them. So that's it. Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, I don't know. It just comes down to the thing, we have this now, but hold on to it and don't sell it.
Well, how do you expect them to release it at the same time across the United States if it doesn't get shipped there and sit in the warehouse? And what, honestly, if I had the funds, I'd make this into a movie. It'd be a bunch of nerds nerding their way into a warehouse. It wouldn't be like Ocean's 11. It'd be like Ocean's 3.14159.
It'd be a bunch of guys in Guy Fawkes masks, just like...
No, not even that. It'd be a bunch of guys with calculators, like, oh, we need rope that has this strength, because if not, it won't be able to hold the whole weight of the DVDs plus the cases.
They're standing out doing physics, like in the parking lot.
Yeah. Johnny, did you bring your whiteboard? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, I've got my Nokia... What the hell was that phone from, Die Hard, Live Free or Die Hard, that phone that could apparently work on sub frequencies of the satellites.
The one that he flipped open and stuff, I'm pretty sure that was a Nokia.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that phones don't just magically phones don't come magically with reprogrammable antennas and chips. They work on a set of frequencies, and this works on the sub frequencies, and I can still IM people in China.
Yeah.
Movie magic, computer man. User movie is magic. Gonna walk up to his faulty computer and press only the delete button. So.
Yes, I must have a virus. Delete.
Man, what'd you do to my computer? Delete. What?
It's still like, I'm sorry, I have to go on this. It still bugs the hell out of me, killing these hackers by strapping bombs to the computers, then hacking them, uploading viruses that convince them somehow to hit the delete key, and that blows up everything. Versus,
waiting for them to hit the delete key, which is bound to happen with at least an hour and a half, Like, seriously, who doesn't... Oh, I hit the back arrow too many times. Do I hit forward and then backspace? Or do I just hit the delete key? Yeah.
And whatever happened to good old-fashioned, put a bomb and flip the switch? Like...
It's not dramatic enough.
See, but that's manslaughter. This is just assisted suicide.
I want to know how they got that. I want to know how they were able to get enough time with these fucking geek computers... because nobody would be able to get that close to my computer for that long without me knowing.
To install a friggin' bomb and, yeah, come on. Maybe it
would be a lot more...
with all their friends.
A lot more convincing was if they put bomb in the Chinese takeout. In the bottom of the fried rice. No one ever gets to the bottom of the giant bucket of fried rice.
No, it's too much.
Yeah, you don't put it in the bottom of the entree. You put it in the bottom of the rice. They're like, okay, that's cool, I'll put that in the trash. Oh, because the trash is right next to their desk. I mean, it's a one-bedroom apartment, for crying out loud.
Jeez Louise.
Yes? Anyway, speaking of stupid hackers, Facebook is allowing you to basically give your friends one half of your house key, if you will, according to the stupid comparison that they do in this article. Basically, you set up trusted friends, and what in those friends, if you ever lose your Facebook password, because I guess most people don't memorize passwords anymore, you can say, send the keyword to my friends, and your certain trusted friends will receive a code, and they send it back to you, and you enter all of those codes in at the same time, and you launch a nuclear missile and unlock your account.
What?
I was lying about the unlock your account part.
How dumb are people and they can't remember a password?
Okay, and who doesn't have... I mean, who signs up for Facebook with an email they don't have access to anymore?
Yeah. And even now, if you signed up for an email, you can have a backup email.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, most
all of my Gmails are chained together. I have at least two of my other email accounts as backups for every email account. So it's kind of like this giant diagram. It looks like a spider web drawn by a retarded spider. Anyway, I guess I just made a visual in the air that no one could see.
Yeah.
You know what?
I
think people are dumb. I solved the problem.
Welcome to the podcast, Agrippa.
I just use a simple 4-letter password and the same one on every site. That way I never have to, you know, get it. And it's usually, you know, simple to guess. So if my friends need to gain access, they just figure it out.
Yeah, honestly, if hacking your Facebook is the end of your life, I mean, you should have solid passwords for certain things, like your bank and, you know, your email, which has your bank password sent to it, stuff like that. But I don't know.
Sometimes
I don't care if Facebook gets hacked, honestly. I can, if it gets hacked and I lose access, I'll just email Facebook and be like, when you guys get a chance, could you kind of just... You know, you can put it on a postcard from wherever you work. It's cool. Just, I need that soon.
Sometimes I like to live dangerously, and I, you know, post my social security number, credit card, bank account, but I post it private and only I can see it. And I just think, man, if Facebook glitches, I'm so boned.
Yeah, I was in the military. My social security number is on a lot of pieces of paper.
Yeah, but every time I fill out a form and they ask for my social security number, I just don't fill it out. Or if I'm signing up for something and they're like, you have to, I'm like, no. No, I'll pass. I clearly don't need this enough.
Well, yeah. I mean, it. There's a point where if you haven't already surrendered it like I have, then you care. But I'm sure it wouldn't take anyone very long to find it at some point. But... Whatever, I just keep an eye on my credit report and I'm okay.
Word. Moving on then.
Okay, well, since Pappy says we're moving on, we're moving on. The only topic left in news is the fact that somebody finally got Siri functioning completely on the iPhone 4 and iPod Touch. They basically took... the problem was that they couldn't get the hacked Siri thing. It would come up, it would, you know, ask you what you wanted, it would then would not go back to Apple servers, and apparently with, you know, about 10 minutes with a jailbroken iPhone 4S, they figured out what was wrong with their code, and now it works. But the guy who did it said he won't be releasing the files that you need, because they're Apple's, you know, their copyright or you know, patented files, and he basically says, I cannot release these files because he knows he'll get sued into the ground. So, but he's posting a walkthrough on how to do it. So somebody's going to have those files floating around. So now, if you have an iPhone 4, you're not really out of the loop anymore. So maybe Ron won't have to upgrade. Maybe not.
No, he still will.
Oh yeah, of course, and he's not here to defend himself.
No, so
So let's make fun of Ron. Yeah. No, he's out of town.
Oh, he's still watching Dexter.
Yeah, he doesn't have Wi-Fi, but he's watching Dexter.
Oh, Ron.
Oh, Ron. Ron, where is episode 50? That's what I thought. Anyway. Told you. Where is... Oh, well, I guess we're on to WTF news. And I guess I'm supposed to put some sort of stupid pause in here so Ron can play his stupid music. Thump, 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 thump. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, anyway. That'll be fun for him.
Whoa, 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 fuck.
Whoa, 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 dick. Whoa, 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 butt.
That was a dick butt.
I'm so proud to know you, Gonzo.
Easily amused by dick butts.
Aren't we all? To be honest, all internal documents within the past 2 weeks have had that in there eventually. Whether it's the first iteration or second. Anyway, first WTF article. A Zimbabwean man, which looks really funny when written out, claims that a prostitute turned into a donkey. He's told court that he hired a... It says here, and this is from the AFP, which I associated Free Press. I don't know what the hell that stands for. He hired a prostitute who, during the night, transformed into a donkey, and that he is now seriously in love with the animal, according to state media. I think I am also a donkey. I do not know what happened when I left the bar, but I am seriously in love with the donkey. He said he paid $25 for a prostitute and was surprised Sunday morning when he heard people accusing him of having sex with a donkey. I don't know what they're drinking down there in Zimbabwe, but I'm pretty sure it is not made with, you know, just alcohol. I really had something I was going to say there. I forgot. Anyway.
Well, they've ordered him to undergo a mental examination.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he certainly needs one.
Well, no. He just needs to go to Tijuana so he can be part of the donkey show.
He just really wanted an ass.
Really? Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I thought it was clever.
Well, I don't know if this is in context, but DJ Underboob says she pays for everything in cash. So, her donkeys.
Even your donk prostitutes?
Donk prostitutes? That makes me think of a prostitute with wheels that are way too big. yeah. Okay. Here's another one that I think would apply to any nerds out there. Man decided that he did not get enough meat in his chalupa, so he decided to throw a Molotov cocktail.
The double XL chalupa.
Yeah, sorry, it was a two double XL chalupas. He firebombed his Taco Bell in Albany, Georgia, after complaining that his two double XL Taco Bell chalupas weren't living up to their promise of having extra meat. Now, the irony is not lost on me that he did not make a tequila cocktail. Instead, used a Molotov cocktail.
Well, in his defense, oops, they did promise.
I've seen some pictures on the internet of the double XL chalupa, and it does not look like something I want to purchase.
No, double XL, it only means the shell is bigger. It's
true.
But who really wants more meat from Taco Bell?
Okay, seriously, if you're going to eat at Taco Bell, you might as well eat more, right?
And no, if you're eating at Taco Bell, you should know better than to call it meat.
Yeah.
No, we've been through that lawsuit and everything, and apparently it's like 96% meat.
I thought it was 88%.
Whatever. They don't say where the meat comes
it's
from.
It's more than 50% meat.
It's meat-like enough that they can legally call it meat. Let's agree with that.
It's meat with a passing grade.
I can't imagine being an employee, like, working at the drive-thru, and all of a sudden this flaming ball of alcohol comes flying through the window.
That is seriously a point where you're like, I do not get paid enough for this. You just hang your apron up on the door, and you just walk out. I mean, seriously, I know that all, you know, Taco Bell does all their stuff according to a strict recipe. Like, you get one scoop of this. You get, you know, like, three pieces of shredded cheese.
Yeah.
You know, you get a bunch of lettuce so it looks cool. But it's... This guy shouldn't have thrown a fit.
Sounds insane.
Well, obviously, he's firebombing a Taco Bell.
When the manager told the customer she would be unable to accommodate his request because the restaurant was closing, she said he replied, "That's all right. I'll just come and redecorate the place."
Maybe he was going to bring a piñata.
Well, he didn't. He brought a Molotov cocktail.
Well, there's a 50-50 chance. You're just not an optimist.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah, so just try not eating at Taco Bell if you're not happy with Taco Bell. So,
people get upset when they go to Taco Bell, apparently, because the last paragraph said someone apparently in Missouri was upset because he didn't get enough hot sauce and he pulled a shotgun on the employees. What the fuck? Don't go to Taco Bell if you're angry.
Okay, that's Missouri.
Missouri, Georgia? It's one state away, two states away.
Well, welcome to geography. Arkansas.
We're not
Arkansas.
Even really here.
People Arkansas.
Where's that state at? Is that even a state? Is that a city?
Speaking of Arkansas, I was watching, whatever show has Anna Kournikova on it, I think it's The Biggest Loser. And she was talking about one of the people on there. It's like, I've never been to Arkansas. It was hilarious, and I thought of you, Ray.
Well, you know, I actually hear that a lot.
They should probably call it Ain't Kansas.
Yeah.
Because y'all don't grow corn. At least Kansas is good for that.
No, we do cotton.
So do we. Actually, they just harvested all the cotton around here. It's pretty cool. Never seen it before.
Actually, the university farm has a bunch of cotton out in the front that they haven't harvested yet. Probably some special hybrid breed that I don't know about.
Well, it's not like once it blooms, it dies.
No.
I mean, it's you pretty much leave it there. You just need it eventually. Yeah, there is a racist joke in there somewhere, DJ, under boob. But we're not going there because Pappy's here and he'll smack us. Anyway, on to less important things than racism, because that's way too serious for us at the end of the podcast. Our Florida news of the day. A Domino's manager is charged with torching a Papa John's. Would you people stop setting places on fire just because you're slightly upset? Two managers of a Domino's restaurant in Lake City, Florida, whatever their names are, blah, 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 are accused of torching a Papa John's location. I don't know if they were thinking that the Domino's CEO was going to come down and hand him a prize or what.
Their motive was pure greed.
Yeah, there's more puns in this article than slices of pepperoni on a Domino's pizza. But
they believe the restaurant would see more business if the competition was put out of business.
Well, look at the guys. They're 23 and 22. I don't think they've been to business school. That or...
They're pretty high up on the intelligence scale.
No, they're just pretty high.
Well, they do work at Domino's.
They're managers, though. Not that really... I don't know what that say.
How hard is it to be a manager at Domino's?
Yeah.
Just work there longer than anybody else?
That's true. Mud Monster is saying, I can understand why you'd set fire to Papa John's. But, seriously, who... they should have sent one of their minions out to do it. That's what managers do. They delegate.
Well, you know, there's a pizza place here recently that they called in, said they got robbed, and the guy, like, locked him in the freezer or whatever. Turns out the guy just robbed the business himself just to get extra money. He was fired.
Hmm.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, I enjoy that. Well, I understand they're not very good managers, he knows one, from the chat. That's kind of what I'm saying. But, yeah, anyway. That, I guess, wraps it up for us. Kind of a slow tech week. Somehow it was a slow WTF week, although there was a special link posted in the beginning of the chat tonight. Don't go looking for it. But
I'll paste it again.
Don't. I'm officially saying don't do that.
Okay.
Whether you listen to me, that's totally up to you. But just if you click it, just seriously, don't have your parents around. The small children, all right. Oh, it's the medium-aged ones that you got to worry about.
What the fuck, man?
Anyway, this has been
that's
episode.
What you find on the WTF subreddit.
Seriously, if you are still listening, thank you for putting up with episode 51 of the Noisecast. We had with us tonight Agrippa.
Thank you. What's up, guys? Since I was in here to say hello, I figured, you know.
Yeah. That worked well, thanks. So you just really confused. You said thank you and then what's up, like you just started it. So now people are going to sit around for another hour and a half waiting for cool stuff to happen.
Trolled.
We had Gonzo.
Yep.
Wow, you have the best outgoing line.
I try real hard.
I can tell. Good job, Arkansas. Vito.
Oh, yeah.
And that was severely underexciting. Anyway, be sure to...
reaction to that picture that I posted.
I wish I'd been recording.
I refuse to look at anything you posted.
I've seen some shit, man.
Thanks for joining us for episode 51. If you would like to keep up with tech news on more than a once-weekly basis, you can catch us on thenoisecast.com. Follow us on Twitter, where we post random questions, stupid stuff, and our articles. Some of those topics can be combined into one. We have a Facebook page. Like it so we feel better about the numbers of people who like our Facebook page. And I'm pretty sure we have a Friendster account, so you should go look into that.
We're on LiveJournal, too.
Special bonus points if you can find us on Friendster.
Yeah. I'll send you a t-shirt. It says Friendster Noisecast on it.
Do we have a Tumblr?
Hey, don't we sell t-shirts and cool stuff now?
I don't know if we do officially, but hell, sure.
Why not?
Of course. If I'm not mistaken, it's Zazzle.com/Noisecast. Is it Zazzle?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's shirts and there's an iPhone case. I think Alberto has the iPhone phone case. Who else? Ron got the fancy shirt.
Ron Steven got a shirt and an iPhone case. Steven got a shirt and a coffee mug, I believe.
Yeah, he got the regular shirt and the mug. And, you know, it's cool stuff. So if you really want to whore out our stuff, that's cool. If you really want a sticker, I would recommend talking to Ben. He's our resident sticker maker, and he does an awesome job. All my tech gear and my car is decked out with his stuff. So, anyway. That's enough of me drunkenly talking to a computer. Thanks again for joining us for episode 51 of the Noisecast.
Good night, morons!
Alright, I'm done.
Awesome.
Womp womp.